This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Hide and seek.
Joy 94.9.
On Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9, you are with sex life therapist, Dr. Christopher Fox.
You're on Hide and Seek with James Finlay and Andrew the Apprentice. It is nearly 9. Oh, it's just past 9:30.
That's right. And Dr. Christopher Fox is with us. Good evening.
Good evening, gentlemen. How are you?
Not bad. How are you?
I'm well, thank you, James. Push those buttons, honey.
Are you enjoying Masturbation Month?
Masturbation Month is a fantastic month. Absolutely fantastic.
That's great.
Now, of course, Masturbation Month does result in something.
Doesn't have to.
Well, doesn't it? In most times it does result in cum.
Cum. Yes.
Cum. So let's talk about cum tonight. Mm-hmm. Cum etiquette.
Cum etiquette. Cum phobia.
Yeah.
Cum phobia. If you've got a message, let us know, 0427JOY949, or you can email onair@joy.org.au. That's include right. Your member number, and you can go into the draw to go to Sex Work Seminar at Device next Tuesday evening. It's all about male pleasure. So, Christopher, come.
Yes.
I saw an article during this week, and it was aimed at a heterosexual market, but it was around who comes first, who should not come first. Mm-hmm. In gay world, and there was a few, I had a look at a few blogs, and there's a debate around.
Really?
This. Should the bottom or the top be coming first?
Oh, I haven't thought about that before.
Well, you see, the big problem is some guys actually get off, achieve orgasm through the other person achieving orgasm first.
Yes, I've come across that.
Have you got the drum roll?
I need the boom tish.
So I mean that becomes really problematic, because if you know, one person needs the other person to ejaculate to achieve the ejaculation, and you've got two of those in a relationship, it's going to just be an endless journey.
Another issue can be is if somebody, I'm sure there's probably a term for this, but once you've come, you don't want anything else. You immediately basically go, nah, that's it.
That's enough.
I don't want to have anything. No more. Is there a term for
I don't think there's a term. I'm looking at you strangely, because I just don't understand people who don't rejoice in the orgasm.
You can rejoice for a moment and then...
Then you might be just over it.
Over it. And
it doesn't happen all the time, but it does happen.
No.
Well, isn't that about what's going on for you with that person rather than...
Is it? Yeah. Oh, maybe that's right. Maybe I'm just not into them.
Yeah.
Possibly. Until you come and then you're like, oh, is that what I've just done?
Yeah.
Oh. Or is that who I've just done?
Exactly. You know, wake up in the morning and gnaw the arm off. Yeah. The other side is, of course, for some people, it's that cum phobia stuff. Some people just don't like, and they jump up immediately and go and clean up. Mm. And I find that equally frustrating.
I find that frustrating. And there's a guy that I've hooked up with a couple of times recently, not too recently because it's dry month.
Masturbation month.
Yeah, I know it's masturbation
month.
It shouldn't
be that dry.
It's we'll come to this later. and then we both came, and I was laying there with cum all over me, which I have no problem with. And he's like, oh, well, don't you want a towel? Don't you want to get rid of it? And I'm like, no, what? No, it just happened. Like, just relax. He's like, oh, no, I can't have cum on me at all. I just don't want it near me. I'm like, oh, that's really sad.
And is that his own cum or your cum?
Anyone's cum.
Oh, anyone's
cum. Yeah. Someone else's. just hates it.
Years ago, I met a guy who he didn't like come on him because he was hairy, and it was like...
Well, it is a bit of a hassle to get out of.
Yeah.
But so still, what? Doesn't matter. Get over it.
It's good for your skin.
Is it really, or is that just a myth?
I don't know. It's a myth that I'll subscribe
come
to.
Come on, Dr. Fox.
It's a myth that I'll subscribe to. And, you know, it also helps... take wrinkles away too.
No, it's probably selling the Sex in the City, like Samantha said, but I don't know if that's true either. Or is that why you have no? Is that why you have no wrinkles, Dr. Chris?
Thank you, Jane. Aha! Sweetie. Now, what subjects are you doing this semester?
So, come in.
It's a compliment. You're looking young. Anyway, so
moving on. So, come in again. Is there any issue, apart from, as you said, where both partners want to come first, is the dynamics of one coming first, coming second, is that ever an issue in relationships that you've come across very often?
Not in gay relationships, coming too soon or not being able to come at all, or delayed ejaculation, premature or delayed, rapid or delayed ejaculation, let's get the terms right, are issues, but not about, I've never had to deal with, you know, who comes first and who doesn't come first, other than, and it's arisen in cases of guys with delayed ejaculation, you know, and because it takes so long for them to ejaculate. If they ejaculate at all.
So is it a case that would you suggest to a partners in a healthy relationship then, you know, take turns?
I mean, for some guys, for example, some guys who bottom, I mean, once they ejaculate, they can't continue
to bottom.
They have to stop the action, because once we ejaculate, our body relaxes and changes, and the hormones, relaxing hormones, are basically released. So, you know, the hormones that heighten us have gone, and so, you know, our body does change, and so does the sensations.
There's definitely been times where I've been able to bottom for quite a while after I've come. And I think it's all got to do with the situation that you're in, yeah.
It's in the mind. It's your engagement in the situation, and you're so engaged in the situation that, you know, you're there. You're not up in your head having sex. You're in your body, and you're thoroughly enjoying having sex.
Just shake that ass. Get on it, baby.
Joy.
Get on it. Just shake what your mama gave you. Get on it.
That's right. You're on Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9 with Andrew and James.
And we got a message in from Dean.
Yes.
That says he was at Bridegroom.
Oh, great.
Which we talked about last week.
That's right.
And surrounded by inspirational Gen Y guys and girls. I wasn't there. What? The future is in good hands. It's today, dickheads, we have to worry about. Yeah, that's true.
That's right.
Anyway, hi, Dean.
Dr. Christopher Fox is with us. We're talking cum etiquette. Have you got a good cum story? Message in.
I thought you were looking at me. Well, I'm like, I didn't prepare for this.
I'm sure you can think of one. 0427JOY949 or email onair@joy.org.au.
And if you don't want the prize for some silly reason, just don't put your member number in. That's okay. We won't give it to you.
That's right.
Just bring in your cum stories. Shoot them through. Shoot them through.
And let them explode all over the place.
Yep.
That's right.
Fantastic. Now, what were we going to say?
I don't know. I was going to say, James, did you have a good cum story? I can't think of one off the top of my head, but...
Cum etiquette.
Yes,
I think we
etiquette.
Need to talk of face.
Yes. Face?
The face.
The face.
The face.
There needs to be discussion about whether coming on the face is okay.
Yes.
And when, why, and the mouth. It's not safe. Should there be discussion about where you're coming, when you come, Dr. Chris?
I think there should always be discussion about what you do when you're having sex.
Full stop.
You know, sex is negotiated. Coming over the face, well, yeah, it's a bit of a power trip.
I don't like
and
doing
is that what it is? Is it a power thing?
It depends, I think, on the situation and the people. But, of course, you know, it is a bit of a power trip, in the sense that, you know, it's dominant position. The person is below you. You are ejaculating a bodily fluid over the person. I mean, when you look at the imagery, when you analyze the imagery, you're looking at a power play. I mean, how much of a power play? That depends on the people.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's nothing wrong with coming on the face.
I can remember being spat on in the face, which was quite... surprise at the time, because there was no discussion about that.
I've been spatted in the mouth, which is kind of hot, actually.
It is rather hot.
It's rather hot. But what was I going to say about the coming thing?
Come on the mouth?
Come in the mouth. It's just, I don't know. It's just...
No.
No.
Yeah. Particularly if it gets in your eye.
Yeah,
oh,
see,
pink eye. Pink eye, that's bad.
I've done that by accident, like where I've been like down at the other end of the body and then
you
just
get whacked.
They get whacked.
Oh, they get whacked.
Yeah, I've been lucky at the but they've been unlucky because, oh, sorry, shit, I didn't mean to come in your eye.
You know,
I didn't realize.
It can be a problem, but B, you know, the biggest problem is you've got pink eye for like 3 days.
Oh,
it's awful.
Yeah.
It's even worse when you do it to yourself.
Lucky to dodge that.
James, I have visions of you laying on your head and your bed and your head going, oh, out of the way.
Quick head move.
See, you can wipe it off the bedhead much easier than you can get it out of your eye.
Exactly.
What are the other cum etiquettes? Are there a big range of...
There's a huge one.
Yeah.
Taste?
Mm. Ah.
My God. Oh, dear.
Asparagus?
James, that's just
you,
I think.
Okay?
I'm having flashbacks from a time.
Okay. It's a memory and a memory can't hurt you.
Oh.
A memory has no feelings. It's only a memory. It's okay.
I hurt deeply. It was horrendous. This one guy I hooked
up
with.
Foul.
It was, I dry retched when I was down there. I was like, no, you know what? Sorry. I can't do this. I just can't.
Was it the post-cum smell, or was it...
No.
That he hasn't washed.
It was the pre-cum, and the pre-cum was very distasteful. It was disgusting. Mm-hmm. Like, it really put me off.
Okay, now, James, if you'd just like to move back, put your head between your knees and allow the blood to drain back into your face. It really was only your memory.
Gone white. Okay.
You have.
That's how bad it affected me.
Okay, now, James is now traumatised.
Obviously, you're not a GP, but...
No, I'm not. Thank God.
Why are we talking about this for? Anyway, pineapple juice, is it the wife's tales, pineapple juice. Juice is okay.
Fructose, right?
Fructose is generally okay. High acidics can be a problem, though, so pineapple juice could be a problem.
Okay.
Asparagus will definitely. Asparagus will affect the taste of your urine and is likely to affect the taste of your cum. What you eat will affect the way your cum tastes, but so will the frequency of ejaculation, the last time you ejaculated, and a whole heap of other factors are in there as well. But some people just don't like the taste.
No.
Some people do.
No, I love cum, but it's just like not when it tastes like, I don't know, something that's disgusting.
Yeah.
What are some key points? Like you said, like the difference in time, what would be... So if you come all the time, then maybe there's not much time for taste to go in there. Or
it's not so much. I think I'd say it's more, from what I've read, it's more about the processing and
consistency
moving through the body. Consistency. Yep. You know, the longer it's fresher. The longer you wait between ejaculations, the greater amount of ejaculate. But then you get guys who, flood you.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
And it dribbles down into your ear, and then you can't get it all out, and then day lady is still like, oh, my ear, oh.
I haven't done that.
No, you haven't.
No one's coming my ear before.
No, it didn't come in my ear. It came on my face and dribbled down.
Oh, no.
It was just a flood. It was awful. But then, of course, then you also get guys who pre-ejaculatory fluid, who leak like a faucet.
Yeah.
You know, so it varies. And then, of course, we can always go to Cum Gigglers, like old Andrew over beside us.
Cum Gigglers.
My partner tried to tell me I was a cum giggler as I walked out the door tonight. I said, I do not giggle.
No. I'm a terrible cum giggler.
Are you?
Yeah.
So when it's on you, you giggle?
No. Just after coming.
Oh,
if it's all good, it's burst into laughter.
So I wonder how many of our listeners...
I do that sometimes. Yeah. If it's really good.
If it's really... Yeah.
Because
if,
it's that release of tension.
Release of tension.
Oh.
Yeah.
This is good.
Yeah.
That's not a con giggle. It's like the opposite.
You sound satisfied or exasperated there? I can't tell.
Maybe I should enter this draw to win a double pass to Sex Work Seminar, Male Pleasure, on May 20th.
That's right.
0427 joy949 or on air at joy.org.au.
Now, as you said, consistency. Do people get concerned about how often they come, the consistency or what it looks like? Is this something that
color
things that people discuss with you at all?
No, not really.
Is that a concern for you that they don't talk about that?
No, not really. I think one of the biggest things, I mean...
It's nothing in this.
No.
What?
We've still got a few minutes of stretch going.
Get all song, then we'll come back.
For some guys, I mean, young guys particularly, I deal with all sorts of issues with young guys because they just don't have any information. They don't have good education and information. You know, I have had a young guy, he was straight, who came in and told me he wasn't producing as much cum as he should be.
Oh.
And
how does he know how much he should be producing?
Believe me, that wasn't the easiest conversations to have, because it's like, well, and, you know, eventually it came down to, well, I'm wanking, you know, 2-3 times a day. And it's sort of well, when you're 24 wanking 2-3 times a day, it's a bit different to being 17, 18 wanking 2-3 times a day. Yeah. Your body takes more time to have to recuperate, regenerate.
Right.
You know,
the older you get, the less cum you're going to produce?
Possibly.
Yeah.
It depends from person to person. There's no straight answer. Okay. There.
Hard and fast rule.
No hard and fast rule. No. Let's just... Andrew, stop cum giggling.
Oh, we've revealed his secret.
Oh, God.
Oh, so, gentlemen, you've enjoyed your cum evening then?
Yeah, well, yeah. So there's... People don't have huge anxieties around, apart from that cum fear, you said.
Other than cum phobia, no.
Cum phobia.
You know, and I think it's about rapid and delayed ejaculation are the bigger problems that men face. And, you know, it's also about, oh, you come first. No, you come first. Well, it's sort of a bit late when you're in the throes of ecstasy to then start negotiating who's going to come when.
So talk about it first.
So talk about it. You know, if you've got a particular thing that you really like, guys... You know, watching guys come, well, you know, you've got to let that be known to the person so they can accommodate that.
And position yourself so you...
Don't end up with pink eye?
Yes, don't end up with pink eye or get come wherever you like it.
Exactly.
And then I guess there's always the people that can come multiple times.
There are, but not many.
No.
No.
Like, I've only come across a few.
Yeah.
I've only come across a couple in my time. Men who can come fairly frequently.
Yeah.
And quite often it's guys who ejaculate a lot quicker.
Yeah, yeah.
Rapid ejaculators will often be able to come a second and a third time fairly quickly.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're talking about cum versus orgasm,
okay,
a guy can orgasm...
Without coming. How often is that? Like, how common is that?
It's possible. Mm-hmm. It did take some training.
I think it's only happened with me like once or twice, and it wasn't even on purpose.
Maybe you should come to one of my workshops.
Do you have workshops?
Oh, we do occasionally. It's about, you know, multiple orgasms are possible, but it's about distinguishing the difference between ejaculation and orgasm.
That's true.
So, yes, it is possible to have multiple orgasms without ejaculation. I mean, the other side that guys never think about, it's possible to ejaculate without an erection.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, I've had a client who
suffers. That's not fun, is it?
Suffers. Well, it is. It is
okay.
Because the feeling's still there.
Oh, wait. So orgasm without the erection.
You can
not
have...
come without the erection.
No, ejaculate without an erection.
Gosh.
You can still ejaculate without an erection. Mm-hmm. I had a client who suffers severe depression and quite often can't achieve erections without, you know, Viagra. And so he can actually ejaculate without an erection.
Wow.
And he still thoroughly enjoys it.
Wow. That's a skill in its own.
It is.
Now, we must mention that when you're coming, you do have to be careful about where you're coming.
Yes.
Yes.
For safety purposes.
Yes.
For example, in the mouth is not always safe.
It's not always safe.
And like I've actually been told that you should probably never have it in there in the first place.
Right. Yep.
Yeah.
No, yeah, okay. Particularly if you've got ulcers if you've or anything wounds. Like that, open
yeah,
wounds.
That's true.
That's very problematic.
Yeah. I've also heard that actually if you love swallowing or you love having it in your mouth, you should probably just not have it in your mouth and let it go straight down the throat without it going anywhere near the gums.
Because that's your about stomach. Having open wounds on
yeah,
your gums.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Having open wounds on your gum, which can be problematic.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So if you are concerned about that, learn to deep throat and swallow as quickly as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, gentlemen, Woo! For an enjoyable evening.
You're welcome. Dr. Fox, here's your outro. See you in a month.
See you in a month, boys.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.